Okay, it's Thursday, the 3rd of November 2022. You're listening to the Kras Files podcast with Adam, and author and researcher Sharon Daffner is plugging in with me from California to continue our conversations, talk about Sharon's book and great work, and also discuss the world around us right at this very instant as we break it all down and we fly into 2023. Absolutely incredible times, but great to be still podcasting in 2023. And it's been a crazy trip, I tell you, this year. It really has been amazing. And it's just great to still be here and still, continuing our great podcast. So we've got a bit to cover today on the show, and everything's up on the website, krasfiles.com. So please enjoy, contact me through there. I was just telling Sharon about the great new podcasting window up. So all the podcasts go into there, and where you can share them and listen to them and play them on the sidebar of the website as well. And if you like to get them out on iTunes and Podbean, they're just gone out everywhere. So enjoy those and let us know what you think. And I'll put Sharon's details up, of course, in the podcast description, where you can email her and ask about the books and check out the great websites and her great Organite products, which you can purchase now, get them to Australia. And we always discuss this as well. Thanks to the Kras members. You guys are awesome. Can't keep that website up and protected like that without some support. So that's really fantastic. You guys are still here on the journey with me into the new year. And it is flying. It is coming so quick. We're almost at Christmas. Unbelievable. And you can support me over there for a cup of coffee a month. Our Australian dollar is so bad at the moment. I think it's $5 Australian. I don't know what that equals in US, but it's not very much. A couple of bucks or so, $3. It's terrible. Our money is really bad at the moment here in Oz. But we continue forward. And your support really greatly helps me, and I appreciate it a lot. It allows me to do this right now that I'm doing with Sharon, and most importantly, keep my website protected. So my hosting costs cost a lot more than what I'm used to, because I need to keep that website up and running, and it does. It really does. So it's great to see that website, Kras Files, up there, and so many people, so much traffic going through there a day, and to keep us here talking. How cool is that? So that's what your support does. This is real independent media in Sydney, Australia. Sharon, of course, is in California. It's great to chat with you, Sharon, today. What we'll do is get you to go through the bullet points. As I said, the RSS feed being so open now, and a lot of new people coming in and saying, what's this podcast? Never heard of this before, or just jumping on and may not know about your work and may be new to this. We'll just start the show and get you to come in and introduce yourself and talk about your work a little bit, and just give us the quick bullet points of your book. And as I said, all of that will be in the description anyway. How are you going?
Oh, good. And thank you for having me on again.
Great.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and I'm really glad to reach a lot of people about the topic of orgone energy. And this is actually indeed independent media, because even the media that calls itself independent will not touch the subject of orgone energy. So I'm always thankful to have a chance to tell people about it and explain how you can use this in your own life to improve your environment and your home and your health.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you've had some good responses, and you've done so much of your work going around the country and gifting. We chat about that, and a lot more interest in the products, and for people just personally, and to buy them and take them out and gift as well, and put around the towels and do everything we discuss. All our previous podcasts are up on the website and up on Sharon's website and blog, and she attaches them all in there as well, so you can hear all the great shows we did where Sharon explains all of this work and everything. And just talk about your book as well. This is up on the Kras Files website in the recommended book slider as well, if folks are interested. And how is this book going, Sharon? And give us a few bullet points of what people can expect with the book, because we want people to reach out and grab a copy. And I know you can I know that what was it? Amazon Books has not been a friend of you, of course.
Well, I
so
haven't put
you
it
do
up
it all
there.
personally.
Yeah.
It's hard to work, but it's they're great books, and I've got one. And you're also offering them as like a download online, like a PDF copy, and
Yes.
that's and you've added more to that because it's got wonderful pictures and a lot of color pictures and everything in there people will want to see, and my one looks amazing anyway. But talk about that a little bit.
Well, actually, this book came out in 2020, and it covers 5 years of Organite gifting work in the environment in the Western U.S. And this is all covered on my blog as well. We've been gifting since 2014, and Organite gifting is the act of placing Organite pieces into the environment. These are energy devices that put out life force energy and neutralize deadly radiation. So we put them near cell phone towers, and we don't just do it. And, you know, we don't say that it, you know, is a magical device. We actually prove it works. And we use the scientific method to the best of our ability, because when it comes to energy and things you can't see, you have to find things in the environment that reflect that energetic change. And the way we do it is with the weather. So over the years, we have shown that if you put these devices out in the environment, especially near deadly radiation sources, which would be the cell towers mostly, you can improve your atmosphere, clean up pollution, restore rainfall, and bring back natural weather conditions. And it also works in your home by neutralizing the deadly radiation in your own home from Wi-Fi, from cell phones, from things in the environment around you. So this is what we've been doing for years. The book is all the work from 2014 through the end of 2019. Of course, we continue to work, and I'm posting these on my blog. But the book really captures what it does in various locations, starting with Southern California, out into the deserts. We went into Arizona, New Mexico. We've gone up to the Northwest, Oregon and Washington, and we've done Nevada. Actually, recently, we've done even more. We've done Utah now. But in the book, you'll see many, many locations, all different types of climates, and the same great results. So that's really the why I wanted to put this out. We don't just gift Organite. We record everything we do, because then other people can see what we did and copy us. And we even have on the website instructions on how to make your own Organites. We also sell Organites, and you can do the same work we did. So that's basically what the book is about, is proving what it does. And it's really a spiritual journey as well, not just scientific, but it's a life of service and repairing this world and actually healing ourselves in the process.
And the book's available on your website,
yes,
Sharon,
at thekembo.com.
To order.
Yeah. And I got the ebook now. I didn't want to do an ebook because I want people not to stare at the screen so much, but many people would prefer that. It's cheaper. And also there's no shipping costs. So if you're in another country, you could get my ebook. You can also get the hard copy one, which is a gorgeous paperback with full color pictures. So you know, I put a lot into it. It's like a kind of a work of art to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And we've been discussing it a lot, definitely. And well, we really talk about a lot of things on this podcast, don't we? And I know it's strange to some people. I know it's kind of hard to get your head around. But, you know, we just have to keep kind of moving forward and putting our information out there and getting people to sort of see the other side of this and what's going on, because it has been very strange times.
It is hard for people to understand something that's been not just
weird.
Obscured, but it's also been completely suppressed. I mean, orgone energy was discovered by Wilhelm Reich. And since he discovered it, I mean, there was nothing but a suppression campaign against his work. And ultimately, the FDA had him put in jail for his work. And he died in jail in 1957. What he did with orgone energy was he discovered how to cure cancer, and he also discovered how to end drought and clear air pollution, which is all the stuff we're doing now. It's definitely stuff that the FDA did not like. It was not good for the medical industry to have this. Everyone has this ability to cure themselves, pretty much. I mean, life force energy is accessible to all of us. And that's what I teach in the book and through the website, is how you can harness it. You can actually do this yourself. And I think what's hard for people to get their heads around is, first off, the mainstream media, it's like it's a lost cause. I mean, do we even need to talk about it? But then the independent media, they also do the same thing. It's all gloom and doom, and they and them are doing this to us, and there's nothing we can do. And, you know, there's so many solutions to our problems if we just take ourselves away from the screen, away from YouTube and all this. It's all programming. Even in the independent media, it's negativity programming, and they don't really focus at all on this issue of what we can do with orgone energy. I mean, everyone suppresses it. The independent media won't even touch me. That's why when you asked me to start speaking with you on this show, I was so pleased that, wow, this is actual independent media. You can really talk about what you want. There's no corporate sponsors behind it that says, oh, no, this isn't good for the cancer industrial complex if this gets out. This isn't good because people will end drought and will have all the water they need. So thank goodness. I really appreciate that you enjoy this topic as much as I do, because this needs to get out there.
Yeah, it was interesting. Our podcast, I think the first podcast where we were talking about your book, Invisible Soldiers, Silent War, that actually is like topping up in Google search engine. You know what I mean? So
nice.
Like I type in your name, and so if you just type in your name and soldiers or Silent War, the Kras Files interview comes up there near the top of the search. So that's really cool. That shows you it's trending up there, you know? And so that's good, because Google is so censor everybody. So that's it's obviously that's a nice thing to see. And it was good. We got a really good response from the first show discussing your book. And it was new kind of information for a lot of folks. Not so much on the, I know people know and they follow about the orgone energy, but just about the energetic side of this in the war, and also what we are seeing in the skies and all of this. So there's a lot of fear with this, and we've discussed this in the previous shows about a parasitic type force that is obviously feeding on human energy. Very much so, and has been in control of our world for a very long time. I believe there's mm-hmm. been an intervention at some time in history, in our ancient past, where these intruders entered. I don't think, obviously, the whole spaceship thing and planets and all this is a psychological operation. I don't believe that at all. And they confuse people through all the Hollywood movies and everything, but they do show you the truth in fragments, but they also show you a lot of propaganda to get you looking in the wrong direction. So, you know, all this UFO stuff, I don't believe. I think this is all around us. I think this is an interdimensional thing. And I think that's what we are witnessing in a lot of ways, and especially up in the skies. And we're discussing this, and there's a lot more to it. We just tried to implement this, and I think we've done that, and we can continue building on it. And also talk a lot about the fear with looking at the weather as well, and how one of our shows was talking about healing your inner emotional desert, how the media want to – we saw this absolutely in clear daylight with the European summer, and we saw it in the UK. I was speaking to friends in the UK, and they said the media are scaring the hell out of everybody. And they're telling you that you're all basically burning in an oven. And it's like it's 20-something degrees, you know. And you see these reports, and they're just telling you the world is just burning up. And they're telling you there's all these fires. And the media want us to think like this, that the world's on fire and everything's hot and burning, because this is the kind of world that these parasitic entities obviously want to create. And
right,
so
and they
healing
use us
is
to do
healing
that.
Is wet. Yeah, healing is rain, and we talk about this flooding and this. And so we've got to heal that in ourselves, how we view the world, because I can see it everywhere, and it's very strange. And one of the things, well, you mentioned in an email, Sharon, that you're getting from Australia, people are a bit confused about the flooding and wanting to know more. This will be interesting to go into, because there's some freaks online who are doing these weather reports and scaring everybody that we're going to get this flooding Armageddon a few weeks ago. Yes, we did have a lot of rain come down. We did a lot. It was amazing. I mean, It's going into our summer, and it's just been so much rain. But the last week is today is the most beautiful weather I've ever seen in my life. It's been windy, but it's been cool. Everything is so green, and I've planted so many trees around where we live, a lot of native trees, and I've planted a lot of things that the bees like lavender and flowers and stuff. And I planted all the beautiful Australian natives and the colours. And the bees, and just how beautiful everything looks. We haven't seen Armageddon. So these people who are online and YouTube who are scaring the online truther community and scaring people in Telegram, you're fucking idiots. Because what you're doing is wrong, and you know it. You're putting up these satellite things, and you're scaring people that that flooding is bad, and that we're all going to die, and that's not true, and you know it. So
Well,
I
they have
have
no
not
leg to
seen
stand
it.
on.
I have not seen that, okay? I've not seen that. I'm seeing beautiful weather and I'm seeing a lot of rain, yes, but that didn't happen. So don't scare people like the media do that flooding and rain is a bad thing, because it isn't, okay? Fire and setting our bloody place on fires, yeah, that's going to be a bad thing. But this is not good, and I think it's scaring and confusing people. So let's cover this, Shan. Let's cover this and
Oh,
your thoughts on this.
absolutely. Yeah, I've actually been watching your weather and many parts of Australia. I think, especially in Sydney, there's been double the average rainfall for the year. I think they're at about 213%, and there's still 2 months left in the year. So you've already surpassed, I mean, this is an insane amount of rain. I know it seems crazy, and people are thinking Armageddon, but it's actually planetary healing. So the parasitic agenda has nothing to do with drought. It has, I mean, with flooding. It has everything to do with drought. Sorry. This flooding that everyone thinks is the parasitic agenda is the opposite of what they want. They want dry. Like you said, they want it burning up, they want it dry. This flooding is a side effect of planetary healing. And I know there's a lot of organite gifting going on in Australia as well. So this is a worldwide thing. So if you guys are at already more than double your average rain for the year, and you've got 2 months left to go, that to me says you are in really good shape. Now, the flooding, yes, flooding is a problem. It causes damage. And what's going on with the media is, since they're drilling it into everyone's heads that this world is burning up, it's dry, it's hot, there's drought everywhere, people are certainly not ready for what's actually happening. And you, unlike other people, are looking outside at your environment and you're seeing the reality, which is healthy vegetation, clean air, ample rainfall, but it's not the Armageddon that the media is painting it to be. So you've got the two sides. You've got the mainstream that wants to just drill it into everyone's heads that it's drought, because that is the parasitic agenda. They want, mostly it's the energy they want. The parasitic extra dimensionals you mentioned, they're here, and you know, we can't see them, but Wilhelm Reich did actually discover that they were there. That some beings from another world or another dimension were changing the earth to suit them. And so the deadly radiation called DOR is what suits them, and the life force energy, or OR, is what suits us. When the OR is high, you have wet, cool, life-giving conditions on earth. And when the DOR is high, that's when you have the drought and what they call the global warming and that. So, you know, the global warming is, it's real, but it's not a result of carbon. It's a result of deadly radiation in the atmosphere. So the parasitic agenda is 100% drought and deadly radiation and pollution. And as you can see, that's not what's happening in Australia. So obviously they are losing. But then they have this whole faction. The mainstream media has a faction in the independent media that will spin the positive changes to be negative, and that's what you're seeing, and that's what a lot of people in Australia are seeing, is the ones that look elsewhere, away from the TV, away from Yahoo News and all that. You're seeing the independent media narrative of, well, if it's now suddenly different climate, it's now raining, that's what they're doing to us. It's did it occur to them that maybe some people were intervening in that and bringing the rain? So why would the parasites all of a sudden want to go from drought to flooding? It doesn't make sense, you know? The flooding, like I said, is a side effect. Rain ultimately is what we need. So we just need to allow for that change to happen, facilitate it, and improve our infrastructure, because the fact is that this world is getting wetter and cooler. So, you know, when the mainstream media, they won't tell you the truth about the temperatures, you end up with things like what happened in Texas last winter, which is everybody's pipes froze because the media refuses to report on these freezing temperatures. They've always got to make it sound warmer than it is, you know? So then everybody's pipes are bursting in Texas and they're wondering what happened. Well, maybe just don't believe the mainstream news. Look into it a little more yourself. If you go straight to the weather services, like National Weather Service, you can get a lot more accurate information. I mean, it's still skewed a little bit, but you're just going to get weather maps and more of just, you know, factual information that you can deduce what's happening with your weather instead of just letting the weatherman tell you. The weatherman is always going to lie. I mean, that's what they do. So I would like to ease everybody's mind about the flooding because it is actually the planet restoring, you know, and it's wonderful for Australia. I'm very happy to see what's happening there.
Yeah, the weatherman's like a shonky used car salesman, isn't he, up there? It really is a sad display to watch that. It's all part of the news entertainment hour anyway, you know. But, yeah, I mean, oh boy, like we are getting rain in arid areas and farming areas. They have been desperate for years. You can imagine having farms and not a drop, you know. And now there's all this rain bucketing down. And it just keeps going. We've had so much in areas that really needed it as well. And yeah, we did have some displacement and people having to get out of their houses in some areas because some of the local reservoirs and things, you know, broke. And because, you know, this is in Australia, we've still got these really old, you know, water catchment areas. We need the government and councils to invest more money in catching this water as well. Because there's so much land here. I mean, you know, beyond me to the west is nothing but forest all the way. I mean, and, you know, it's all national parks and stuff like that. Everyone kind of bunches on the coast and it's kind of very empty populations going, and they need to be putting up more of these water reservoirs for all this beautiful water that's coming down. And it's obviously on the Australian coast. I know where my folks live and stuff. As you go around, you will see, you know, where you travel, you'll see like these, they'll tell you that these are flooding areas off the Dividing Range, which is the mountain area that's sort of like a spine that goes up all the way through the country to Queensland, up to about 2,500 meters, I think, down there at Kosciuszko. And, you know, you get a lot of rain up there and it comes down and you get these valleys and stuff where there's a lot of dairy and things like that and farms and stuff. And it does flood in areas throughout time. And so this is something that we need to be talking about more rather than kind of panicking about everyone, you know, the government flooding you out to put you in smart right. cities.
And that's
we need to be talking about how we can better make our towns and you know, better, we need better people in there with more modern ideas to, so we can still live in these areas but we can be better suited, you know.
There's going to be more inhabitable areas because, you know, the flooding is going to subside. This is just the immediate result of the release of energy. It's going to subside and there will be more populated areas because Australia has huge areas of desert and some of the most arid regions in the world. And we have a lot of that here too in the Southwest. But what we're seeing is that the climate is changing. And then, of course, there's going to be the panicked mainstream articles that the climate's changing. I just read one the other day and actually posted on my blog about a desert turning green in India and new species coming in. And, of course, the media panics about it, saying, oh, this is terrible. The environment's changing. And, of course, then you go down to the comments. If you look at the comments, people are saying, well, why is this a problem? Rain in the desert's a good thing, you know, that greenery is coming back, new species of birds are coming back, and it's showing that improvement. Wilhelm Reich found that desert was actually an artificial condition on Earth. So these vast areas of desert that cover so much of the Earth are not really supposed to be there. So with the climate restoration, restoring the natural orgone energy of the Earth, it ends this problem of desert. And of course, this goes back to the cell towers, and I think that people can listen to earlier podcasts to learn more about how to neutralize that energy. But the cell towers spread out over the land is creating this field of energy that's deadly. It's positively ionizing and it prevents clouds and it prevents rain. So when we neutralize it, we undo all that and bring back the natural wet conditions. So desert's unnatural. It's not supposed to be there. if you guys are having flooding, this is just a sign that things are coming back into balance. And maybe some areas will be too flood prone to live in, but new areas will be available now, and you'll be able to grow more food in more areas. It's going to be a huge improvement over time.
Yeah, that's right. We have that here as well. Like India, there's large, massive areas of the Australian desert that are becoming more green, getting these species back again that were thought to be extinct. You know, obviously, mm-hmm. we have a lot of strange marsupials, little things that might even look like mice, but they're not. They're actually marsupials, native marsupials, and these things are coming back all over. And obviously, you know, this is going to be a good thing, but with this, yeah, so much rain and so much water. I mean, we have that in Australian deserts and areas. You have that where large rainfalls in other areas will eventually hit these drier areas and you'll get these massive lakes.
Yeah, we had that too here. Yeah. After our gifting in Salt Lake City, new lakes in the desert.
Massive lakes.
Yeah. It's unbelievable how much rain comes down.
Yeah, this is kind of a normal thing because Australia is so big. So you get this through the years and all the animals, you know, all the birds, they migrate to Lake Eyre, I think is one. And these, and they can be green and and water there for years. Then it kind of it evaporates back out again. And then it happens again. You get these kind of flooding cycles and everything. So this is all just part of the way things work. And it's amazing to me as well, the media narrative, how they have changed into climate change. Before it was global warming. I love seeing those videos and photos of Al Gore's place. That was hilarious. Someone put it up on Twitter, Al Gore, he's a multi, billion dollar mansion there with all these boats and cars and everything. It's just hilarious, these people, how they fly into their meetings in Davos and discuss our future and their propaganda they're going to put through their media pals and everything. It's funny, but it just, it's hilarious. I find it incredible that this whole climate change, that they've changed so swiftly from global warming to climate change. Now it's on the Sydney buses. And I noticed that yesterday driving like big climate change things on the sides of the buses, and the climate's changing, and people even have these things out front of their houses, you know, climate action now, climate change.
Right. And what is their action? What can they do? This is the funny thing to me is that, they're complaining about the climate changing, though. We got to do something. Well, what they're complaining about is Oregonite gifting. Of course, they're going to paint it differently because they don't want everyone to know what's going on behind the scenes. But they're really complaining that a bunch of people have been going around and putting Oregonites everywhere and restoring the natural climate of the earth. So they don't like it. They want it hot and dry, and there's nothing they can do. You can't undo what we're doing. So you can go. People think they're going to go out and find the Oregonites and dig them up. I wouldn't even know where I put the Oregonites. I mean, after I throw one in the bushes, I'll never find it again. They're not finding them either. So when they say we got to take action, what are they wanting to take action against? They want to take action against the positive changes that have happened. But of course, there's nothing you can do to generate DOR in the people other than to brainwash them and to make them so unhappy and feeling so imprisoned that they generate their own DOR. So that's another side of it, is that we too impact the weather with our consciousness. And the more that they hammer us over the head about that the sky is falling, the more negativity that we are will put forth into the atmosphere. So people don't realize how much their own mindset affects the world around them. It actually impacts the atmosphere. And when we have a healthy state of mind and we're looking at the world with a positive mind, seeing what's really happening, like you're seeing your beautiful yard, all the plants of the forests and restoration of the atmosphere, you have a positive mind to look at the world. But if people have a negative mindset, they're actually going to generate that reality. And that's what astonishes me the most, is even in places that are getting ample rainfall, people will say, we're not getting any rain. Looking at their weather and their maps and the reports, I'm like, there's tons of rain. What are you talking about? Was there one day without rain? And then, of course, you know, if there's a couple days without rain, the media will say drought, you know, just they'll pick and choose little time periods. And I think people are very susceptible to that. But really, it's important to look outside, look at the actual world around you, and don't be taken in by this narrative that they're trying to get you to create that hot, dry world for them.
Yeah, that's right. It's really interesting that you brought up that. because that was the next part of the podcast I was going to go into, because I was on a Telegram chat. It's the Dave O'Neigs channel on Telegram. Dave's an Australian guy up the north coast here. He's got Australia's biggest chat on Telegram. 68,792 subscribers on there. It's a big one. It's a big channel. And Dave was put up a post there the other week, and he was talking about these fear mongering about the weather online, that didn't actually happen, the flooding Armageddon.
Yeah.
And he was asking the people on the chat there, what do you guys think about our consciousness and how we can affect the weather with our thoughts? And that was a question I was going to get you to cover as well. He was saying, like, I guess if you're looking outside of the orgone, not that he mentioned that, but how do we affect the weather, all of us together, in the way that we think about it, you know? And do the media play a role in this by scaring us? And if we're scared and we're thinking we're going to get squashed like bugs or burnt out or flooded out, and that's a bad thing, how does this affect the climate around us? And so basically he was putting that question out to a huge audience there. Do you think our consciousness, our mindsets play a role in how the weather will be and helping it to heal? And so you were just bringing that up and then, which is one of the questions I was going to ask about that actual comment. So there you go.
Wow. Well, and I must be psychic, but this is a very important topic. And I think that this is on a lot of people's minds actually, because it is true that if you have a negative mindset, it does impact the world around you. I mean, think about if you're just in the room with somebody and they're in a foul mood, that even if they're not saying anything to you, you're going to feel that, you know, it comes out past the body. These feelings are beyond the body, these emotions. And Wilhelm Reich said, in order to heal the outer desert, we must first heal the inner emotional desert of ourselves, of our hearts. So yeah, definitely when you read about rain dances and these types of ceremonies that people have done to drum up energy and bring rain, they actually work, because there's really just two emotions behind everything, which is love and fear. And love is associated with the orgone energy, the life force energy. And the life force energy is simply what gives us life. I mean, what's making us move around? What's making us talk? What's the animating force? It's the life force energy, and it's in everything, and it needs to be flowing and healthy in all people, plants, animals, and in the atmosphere. And that's associated with love. And the other emotion is fear, and that's all negativity, you know, and any bad emotions like hate and any negative emotions, they're associated with DOR, deadly radiation. So you have these two energetic forces. And if people are in a real negative state of mind, like during COVID and the lockdowns, we had 2 years in 2020 and 2021 where I wouldn't say these were dry years. There was less rain, though. They were not phenomenal rain years. Looking back at all the data, they were basically average years. Of course, the media wants to say drought. But the negative state of mind, though, that people were in, that led them to create these conditions. I mean, when you're like, you know, bombarding people with negative media, forcing them to be locked up in their houses, it creates such this all-pervasive negativity, and it's worldwide. So we actually did see a decrease in precipitation from the previous year. And when you're in a positive state of mind, it actually goes past the body into the atmosphere. I have an exercise that anyone could try. Look at a chemtrail, because that's what really sets people off, right? Seeing a plane with a line behind it. Look at it with a positive mind and watch it and think right at that chemtrail. You're going to break up and fail now. I'm going to use my energy to make the trail break, and you'll actually be able to do it. I know tons of people who have tried this. Just watch it fly overhead and there's a line behind the plane, and just think with your heart, I'm going to break that up. Not only will the trail break up, it'll become very short. And sometimes if you're really powerful, the plane will even disappear. So likewise with a cloudy sky, if you have a hazy kind of dead looking sky, meditate on the clouds themselves and use your own energy to bring that water vapor together into coherent clouds and clear up the pollution out of the sky. You can actually do these exercises. Orgonite helps. That's why I recommend, it's like an energetic supplement for your body and mind. because you're so bombarded with deadly radiation and all these negative influences that if you hold a piece of organite while you do it and just think, I'm going to clear up these clouds. I'm going to bring the water vapor together so it's no longer a haze and it's a coherent cloud. You'll end up with a blue sky with puffy clouds in it. Might sound far-fetched, but try it and you'll see it actually works. Our minds are a huge part of this. Another part of that is eliminating deadly radiation because it inhibits your mind's ability. So get rid of the smartphone. It's constantly bombarding your mind and body with this deadly radiation that's impeding your consciousness from all the things I just said you could do. Because that's the whole agenda, is to lower the consciousness so we cannot manifest this beautiful, pure world. But the more we get rid of the negative influences and think positively, send your love to the atmosphere. Watch those trails break up. Watch the clouds form and watch the sky clear. There's a process. You'll start to see it again and again. And it's beautiful to see. The process is the haze forms into clumps of nice clouds and then evaporates completely, leaving you with a blue sky. Anyone could do that with meditation or just a positive thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had another strange experience last weekend at the beach, and there were these crafts again, putting the lines up there, and it was kind of hazy, and it was I filmed a couple. I've got them on my phone, so I'm just going to analyze them a bit later today, because it was another strange one. Like I was telling you before, where they disappear and everything, this one was strange too, because I was watching it and it was kind of in the mist a bit and it was going across, and then it's, you know, like you were saying, it stopped. Right. So there was nothing coming out. So it was making a line, it went across, it stopped, the plane continued, and then all of a sudden it's continued the spray from where it left off.
So what's happening there is, it's not a spray. They're not turning off and on a spray. Yeah. Like that's what the geoengineering people want us to think. In actuality, whatever you're seeing coming out behind that plane, be it water vapor or pollution, and we actually don't have proof of what is in there. What we do know is from our work with organite is that if it stops, it's because it was interfered with by orgone energy in the atmosphere. So now look for another pattern up there, which is when you see one going across the sky, in the hazy area, you'll see the line coming from it. In the clear area, it'll stop. The reason for that is that's a higher OR part of the atmosphere. And whatever that is, it cannot persist in that atmosphere. And we think of it as pollution, but we really don't know. Like I said, no one's ever been able to prove what's in there. What I see it as a visible byproduct of energetic warfare. So these are beings of a different dimension coming through our dimension, and they do it artificially by generating DOR, which they need to survive. So you'll see it in the hazy portion of the sky, then in the clear part, it'll stop. And when it gets into a hazy portion again, it'll start again, because that's the part that has more DOR, which allows it to be there. So my thought on it is that the plane that you see, because the patterns don't represent any normal air travel to me. The plane you're seeing is a hologram to mask whatever kind of craft is going through there. The stopping and starting is simply that the life force energy is preventing it at that moment. So that's why it stops. What we see is most days here, since we've put so much organite in California and the West, most days here, we don't see any planes with chemtrails at all. Nothing. Like today, there's not a single one. But then there'll be day after day of nothing. And then all of a sudden, before a storm comes in particular, because that's a very high OR period of time that's coming, and they know that, they can't exist, so they leave in a hurry. So then one day you'll see like hundreds of them all at once, and the next day nothing again. That doesn't reflect normal air travel. I would not think that the airlines are just reserving all their flight for one day and then taking the rest of the week off. So obviously there's something else going on there. But it's very good for us to get out of this sort of materialistic third dimensional mindset, because that's what's keeping us down and keeping us from being able to get rid of the problem. The problem is we don't want them up there. the solution is energetically expel them. As long as we think of it as a spray or particulate, it's going to seem impossible. But once you realize, oh, look, there's none of them today, not even a single one. Well, something weird's going on there. Today, it's high OR atmosphere, a few puffy clouds. We just had a huge rain last night. Not a single flyer, not a single chemtrail, not even a plane without a chemtrail, nothing. So just keep your eye on the sky and look at these weird patterns, and you'll know this is actually an energetic phenomenon, not a physical one. And the solution is also energetic. Of course, you know, the independent media, those fearmongers with their satellite imagery, they don't want you to know this. And by the way, I have satellite imagery too, but I'm not a fearmonger, and I have orgonomy behind me. With meteorology, this will never be understood. You have to understand the energetics of the atmosphere. So that's why I can give you a forecast. I'm more accurate than the meteorologists. And I can also tell you, hey, look, there's a little problem up there. Let's fix that today. Not only can I give a forecast, but I can tell you how to fix it. So, you know, it gives you the power. We have the power over our own weather.
Yeah, yeah. And this is the high strangeness that I was noticing even before I first contacted you. You're the only guest I think that I've ever had, that I've definitely had on this podcast that's that we've gone to this, that we've talked about this kind of information, you know, because it's just something weird that I was noticing myself personally over the years, you know, and with these lines and the alternative mainstream, you know, the alternative movement, obviously the mainstream media don't really say anything about any of it, but there's a lot of like stuff going on in the alternative movement about this, you know, and so it was good to first keep continue to bring this up with you on the first shows as I continue just to look at it myself, you know. And I think it's worth we keep bringing it up because a lot of people are still, they're seeing it and they're confused about it. And I understand it. It's such a, it's a big one. And it does my head in, but yeah.
I know.
So there's other aspects. There's Bill Gates is putting particles in the atmosphere to reflect the sunlight. And
that actually is not happening. That is not happening. And that's theater of the absurd.
That's just one. That's one. And also that what they're spraying up there is government sponsored terror against the people, and they're vaccinating us, they're going to kill us, and all this. So you know, there's
that
all
bothers
this.
Me too.
Yeah, there's all that, and there's 1,001 other things. And over the years, you know, I was kind of looking up, and as I told you on I think our first podcast, when I saw the planes looking translucent, and then when I was talking to you, I was like, yeah, it's so weird because. And you said to me, get a better camera with a good zoom because I don't have a good enough camera to film.
You should not be using a cell phone at all, ever.
That's right. Yeah.
You should never use it. But you're not going to, it's going to suppress your mind. So as open as your mind is, it's going to keep you from reaching your potential. So you're doing great. Even you're using it, you're still doing great, but you do so much better. These ridiculous things that the mainstream and the mainstream alternative comes up with to explain away interdimensional warfare are maddening to me because I used to believe them years ago. And the reason I believe them is I didn't know anything about orgonomy. Orgonomy is the suppressed science of orgone energy. To understand the orgone energy of the atmosphere of our world and of us. And these silly things like Bill Gates putting particles to reflect the sun. I mean, Bill Gates is just, he's just like a wealthy, you know, cyborg. He's not changing the atmosphere. It's being changed for him by his type, by his beings, those type of beings. But he's not going up there and putting stuff in the atmosphere. Those beings, those parasites like Bill Gates, they need deadly radiation to live. They don't care about what kind of particles are up there. They don't care about aluminum and barium and strontium, which is what the geoengineering people say is up there. And by the way, we have no proof of that. And I'm saying this as somebody who's been studying this forever, and I actually believed that. I believed it because I trusted the sources that were telling me that. Then I learned that they don't know anything about atmospheric energy. And when I learned about atmospheric energy, I realized how faulty their arguments were. Bill Gates is dependent on deadly radiation, but he's not dependent on particles in the atmosphere. He's just one of many of these life, I won't say life forms, but beings. They're not really life as we know it, but they're beings that have been sucking life force off of this planet. He's just a figurehead, pretty much. There's so many more of them. But this argument that it's a physical thing, again, it takes you away from the energetic war. Yeah, they say they're putting stuff up there, or the government is doing it. That not only does it take you away from the energetic war, it takes you away from the perpetrators. To say the government's doing it, it's not the government. It's interdimensional entities from another world that are doing this. And if it wasn't, then you would see something more definitive. You'd be able to prove what's in the air. You'd be able to measure it. Clifford Carnicom claims to have measured it. But you can't, because the nanoparticulates that he claims to have measured are too small for any of our measuring devices to detect. He's just making it up. Plus, his credentials include Department of Defense. I mean, this guy has worked for the government for a long time. If he was saying something they didn't want him to say, he would not be alive today. So the government's putting out this narrative like, yeah, we're doing this to you. You crazy conspiracy theorists, you conspiracy nuts who see those lines in the sky and don't believe that they're just contrails. Well, we're doing it to you, or Bill Gates is doing it to you. And, you know, we're putting particulates up there. No, it's actually not particulates that we know of. And it's not the government at all. It's also attributes way too much power to the government. To say that the governments, these bureaucracies that control these bloated corporations we call countries, they don't have that kind of technology. And if they do, it was given to them by somebody from another world. So it's just a matter of getting past this this alternative narrative, which is just another box to put people in once they escape the mainstream. Well, let's sequester them in a new prison of the mind. And it goes on and on. You know, your show is one of the only ones that I know of very, very few people who will touch this subject because it threatens their livelihoods. And that includes the independent media. These guys with their satellite images saying the sky is falling. I would like to hear an ergonomic analysis of that, because they are not using science. And ergonomy is the true science of weather. Anyway, it starts to really bother me. So I didn't mean to rant about that, but it really, really bothers me.
Geoengineering expert Dane Wigington, he's another one in the Truther movement that claims to have mapped out all this stuff coming from the sky and coming in our water and everything like that, isn't he?
Yes, and I've had a couple of interactions with Dane Wigington, and Dane Wigington is adamantly against organite. When I first, I knew Dane before I knew about Organite, and I had met him at a conference, and he was spouting gloom and doom, but he didn't have, again, it didn't have the ergonomic analysis. You know, all of these people that talk about the atmosphere, even the ones that measure energy, they say, oh, well, there's energetic warfare going on up there. They're always going to attribute it to something like HAARP, that's another thing that drives me crazy. And that was in an email somebody asked me some questions, and we've already covered a few of those, but one of them was HAARP, that some of these disinformants from Australia are saying that the flooding was due to HAARP or a HAARP station. HAARP is one institution in Alaska. There is one HAARP. The rest of it is that's just one place, and I think it has so little impact on the world that if I could get up there and just put two tower busters around it, it'd probably take care of it. It's the cell tower arrays over the land in your town. They want to take attention away from your surroundings. It's right there, right in your backyard. You can take one tower buster, put it by your cell tower, and you're going to make a huge improvement in your weather right there. They don't want us to know we have the power. That's the main thing they don't want us to know. And that's the reason this is being suppressed. But these disinformants are saying it's HAARP or it's just them making flooding. Like I said earlier, they don't want flooding. They want drought. So we just have to understand that without knowing ergonomy, the study of orgone energy, we cannot understand rain and drought and how the weather cycles work. All weather is energetic. All that good weather we get, clean air, blue skies, that's high OR. And when you see lingering trails or smog in the sky, that's DOR. We have to have that basic understanding to start with, that clean air and rainfall is OR, pollution and drought is DOR. And none of these guys know that. If they knew that, then I could actually listen to them. But they just make me mad because they're talking with no authority. You know, it's just so many people are just making stuff up. Dane Wigington would not touch this. After I discovered Organite and I told him that I made my first Organite and it cleared the sky over my house. It was hazy and now it's clear. And we've been using them to make rain in Los Angeles. He was a naysayer to me. He said, well, I have a few of them and they don't do anything. Then there was a conference that he was doing up in Redding, California in 2015. And I was invited to do a talk. Funny, right before that conference, I was invited to do a talk nearby in Grass Valley about Organite. And I went up there, my husband Gabe and I, we went up there with 300 Tower Busters. It was our biggest gifting yet at the time in August of 2015. We gifted all the way up and we gifted all the way back, all the cell towers along the freeways. While I was there in Grass Valley, I tried to get some people together from the Organite talk to come with me to Dane Wigington's talk and to just start spreading the word. There were about 1,000 people at that talk, at Dane's talk, not at mine. And I wanted to get a few people there to start to shed some light on this and give out some information on Organite. And one of the organizers of that event caught wind of it. And I was called by Dane himself and told not to come and that they would call the police if we went. So I was banned from that event. However, I went anyway. We went anyway. We passed out a few flyers about information on Organite before the organizers yelled at us and threatened us and kicked us out. But this is the situation we're in, is that the people who most need this information are being kept from it. And these geoengineering activist groups are how they do it. They've sequestered all these people into a new fear matrix. And we just wanted to shed some light and help people. And we were told by that organization, you're not welcome here. This should really wake people up. It did wake me up. In 2015, the summer of 2015, I was wide awake at that point, and I realized that the entire anti-geoengineering movement was just a diversion and just a new prison of the mind. And so it was, you know, around that time, I was still getting regular interviews, but they started to dwindle. And by the end of 2016, that was it. Nobody would interview me anymore, at least in the mainstream alternative world. They didn't want to hear about it because they get money for this. How do you think they keep these organizations going? This is an industry in itself. You may have noticed in the last few years, the independent media has basically died. It's their own undoing. People want the kind of content that you're doing. They want to hear new stuff. They want to hear solutions. The independent media was their own demise by just insisting on this fear narrative and refusing to let in any positive, you know, life-affirming information that could actually help. So that's where we're at now.
Yeah, well, you always got to be careful with these kinds of characters, don't you, that have these big events and seem to have so much weight and pull and no censorship and everything so much. It can be a little bit of a concern. Indeed, but, you know, pulverizing personalities, if you will, within the truther movement that are sucking everyone in for years and years and years with big websites and fear mongering, as you said, the matrix of fear, and not really ever offering anything else. Or I know people, that's what a lot of listeners enjoy about the podcast we're doing here, because I'm not scared about, you know, going to new uncharted waters. And if I'm wrong, then, you know, that's fine. I'm just trying to learn here about what's going on. And I welcome this kind of information. I suck it up. I love it, you know. And, yeah, but it's very restricted out there. You have to follow a certain path. And if you don't, they cast you out, you know.
Right.
And it's astonishing to me that they wouldn't be open to this, you know.
Well, see, but they're not, because they're getting paid. I mean, these
government agents,
you know, and you think, and they're agents, and you think that they're alternative, and you think they're thinking differently, but they're just part of the same thing. And I used to buy into it. So if you look at my blog from 2013 is when I started my blog. I was all over the whole chemtrail narrative back then. I believed it. I posted different people that were, you know, speaking about this with no understanding of orgone energy, because I didn't have an understanding of it. In 2014, And it was actually in 2013 that I began researching orgone energy, but I didn't make orgonite until 2014 because it sounded too stupid to me now, because there was no real science that I was hearing behind it. I was just hearing kind of new age things about it. It just sounded dumb. So it was not until the summer of 2013 that I saw something that it was a pattern in the sky that matched something I saw in a video about a device called the Chembuster, which is a big giant orgonite with pipes, basically. And the way that the sky had cleared, we had cloud cover. And then I took a picture of that. And then like an hour later, I took a picture of it again. And the cloud cover had a big blue hole in it with six dots of cloud corresponding to the six pipes of the Chembuster. And I had seen this online in a video about it. And then I saw it in the sky and I thought, that this really matches. I think someone's got a Chembuster around here. So that's when I started researching orgonite. But it took a while before I made it because it still sounded kind of far-fetched. And the Chembuster seemed very hard to make. So once I learned how to make small little orgonites and learned how powerful they are, and you don't need the big one, then we started doing it. So it was early 2014 that we started gathering the materials. And April 19th, 2014, we made our first orgonites. And we had amazing results. So it was since then. So it's been 8 years that we've been doing this. And my blog completely changed. So if you look at my blog from 2013, it looks like a fear-mongering geoengineering watch kind of blog. Then I didn't delete it, though, because I left it up there as a record of how I've learned, a record of my consciousness. And you could see your own journey in that, too. You know, if you kept a journal of your own, you'd see that, too. So I left it. And in 2014, it suddenly becomes this affirming, like happy place to go on the internet where you learn how to actually clean chemtrails. That was my goal. I didn't know much about them. I still believed that they were heavy metal pollution at the time. Now I could say we really don't know, but I saw them get cleared up. So once I started doing that, I started spreading the word and get everybody to do this, make orgonites and watch your sky clear. And boy, it's really, really grown since then. It's become worldwide and chemtrails are becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah. Really interesting. How many orgonite pieces would you recommend to put around your average 5G cell tower that goes up around people to chuck around there?
Well, first off, the 5G towers are actually not our target. That might come as a surprise, but 5G transmitters are at very short range. The 4G, the older ones, were much longer range, and they're the ones that are really impacting the weather. It's not to say that they all don't impact it, but the worst impact's the big, tall masts that you see. So if you put one within a quarter mile of one of those, it will actually take care of everything else within a quarter mile. You can also double up. You can do more if you want, but you literally only need one tower buster, which is a 3-ounce piece of orgonite. You can come to my website and look in our shop and see what a tower buster looks like. And you can watch our tutorial video and learn to make your own. It takes one 3-ounce tower buster near a cell tower, and it will take care of the 5G stuff too. Now, if you live right by a 5G transmitter, I would recommend put one in the ground or in a bush near it. You know, it's a good idea to neutralize it. But in regards to taking care of this on a wide sweeping scale, the 5G is actually quite a diversion. It's the big old towers that are really impacting the weather. So those are the ones you want to hit. And any 5Gs within a quarter mile of it will also be neutralized. So that's what your target is. You can look out for those. They're easy to spot. Don't use the websites that tell you where they are. Just look around your town and just get them. You'll have your cell phone off when you do this. Have your GPS off. Don't be tracked. Just take care of them. And, you know, you're off the radar and they're all getting neutralized. And the parasites wonder, what happened to my DOR? It happens pretty quick. And you'll see your sky clear. You can watch it happen. And I definitely recommend that you take before, during, and after pictures for your own records to see what it does so you could prove to yourself. Because I'm not telling you to take my word for it. Try it yourself. It's not expensive. You can make your own you just buy yourself a little bit of resin. And you don't have to even buy a gallon. Get a small crafting resin and some metal shavings, some quartz crystals, and some copper wire to make into a coil. That's the bare bones ingredients. It doesn't cost much. You'll need a muffin pan as well. Just follow my tutorial video and you could see how easy it is to make them. Then just do your little experiments in your neighborhood. Start small and then you can get big with it after a while. Just try it small, see what it does. start expanding outward. Once you've done a city, you'll be astonished at the weather changes. People notice that rain systems go around cities. There's a reason for that, and that is the positive ionization from all that deadly radiation in the city from the cell tower arrays. Once you neutralize that, it changes the energy of the atmosphere. It becomes negatively ionized. It basically flips it. So then all of a sudden, the clouds can form and the storms can come through. They're no longer diverted. So yeah, that the HAARP argument is a diversion to take attention off of our immediate environments, which we have full control over. And actually the 5G is a diversion from the cell phone. It puts it outside of us. What we want to do is not use the cell phone, because the 5G is so short range that if you don't use the devices, you are really not much affected by it. I mean, if someone in your house does, you are, but the idea is don't use the 5G, just eliminate it. And those short range transmitters will not really affect you. So there's a lot of things to think about here. Main thing is just put the organite near those tall cell towers. That's your main objective.
And how does this affect people to wear organite as well? If you wear organite, are people, like, if someone gets a pendant or they carry it around their pocket or something, are they thinking, I can still use my cell phone because this is protecting me from that, and it's protecting me from EMF? Or is this not the right way to be thinking?
Yeah, that's not the right way to be thinking. I wear a pendant everywhere I go. If I don't want to wear one, like if I'm doing something outdoors and I don't want to get snagged on something, I'll put one in my pocket. I carry a pocket stone. That's not because of my cell phone, because I don't use one. That's to protect me from EMF around me. And it creates a field of protection. It's a pretty big field of protection too, well beyond the body. But if you have the cell phone, that's very close to you. You're still being impacted by it. So even though the energy is neutralized and less harmful, you still don't want to be using it. I use organite to protect me from everyone else's EMF, but in my own life, I remove it because the cell phones are also a tracking device. They're made for you. They know where you are. It's your account on there. They're watching your every move with that. They're also, they're mining your mind, not just data, but your very thoughts. That's why you can think of something and it'll advertise it to you. So it's integrating with your mind and it's suppressing your mind. So even if you use organite, you can't use it as a band-aid. You actually have to eliminate the deadly energy. That's like people who say, well, I can just eat a ton of McDonald's and then just like drink a green drink and go for a jog and it'll be fine. You still put the poison in your body. So even though you're neutralizing it with, you know, a little bit of something healthy, you still don't want to load up on that. So yeah, I recommend get rid of the cell phone. People don't like that recommendation. I understand, but I've done it and I'm still here. I'm still alive. So I'm actually better off now. So, you know, I recommend that because a lot of people do want that band-aid and they think it's fine now. Some people are also saying that they think that it makes the cell phone radiation good for you. It doesn't do that. It just makes it less bad for you, but it's still there.
Still around. And I think we're making a crack on one of the first podcasts anyway about the kryptonite and Superman thing.
Oh, yeah.
And how these, I don't know, it'd be interesting to get up next to someone like Bill Gates at one of the meetings and just like have all that, have all the organite on you.
Oh, he would like implode. I did this. We did this at Contact in the Desert. See, what I was telling you earlier is it's these guys in the independent media, a lot of them are really government agents. And at Contact in the Desert here in Joshua Tree, California, they don't do it anymore out in the desert. They don't want to do it outdoors anymore. They do it indoors now for maximum DOR. But we used to have it out in the desert. And all the speakers were the big name speakers, you know, well-known people. I'm not picking on anybody, so I'm not going to name names. But we just orgo blasted them at the last one we went to in 2017. They really didn't like it. It was causing problems. Like one of them even was sort of glitching on stage, losing his feed. It was almost like he was being fed the words he was supposed to say. And at one point, he's just in the middle of a sentence and he goes, sorry, I'm blanking out. Then he starts talking again. We were right there. We had our organite booth in the main amphitheater and it did not do well with the speakers. I could say for a fact, one of them, again, who will remain nameless, had a horrible aversion to me. The both times I met him at Contact in the Desert in 2016 and 2017, boy, he did not want to be around me. He seemed unbelievably uncomfortable. I do think the Organite affects the negative entities around us in a big way. So yeah, Bill Gates, he would not do well with that. But even these alternative media people that, you know, they try to come off as, you know, caring or different from the mainstream or the government agents. They are actually government agents themselves. So yeah, I was seeing some major glitching and also great upsetness from the speakers with the Organite present.
Interesting, isn't it?
It's strange, very strange.
It is strange. And just before we finish today, just going back to the to these crafts as well, that people think they're seeing in the sky, I would encourage people, if you've got good cameras with good zoom, start taking photos and filming these things. And then go home and analyze that, put it on your computer, zoom in. Let us know what you think, because I've done this a few times and it's very weird. At first, initially, you know, a while ago, I'm thinking, oh no, you know, they're spraying us like bugs and everything, you know. But this happened again the other day, as I said, Sharon, this is not possible, what I saw. And I wasn't filming at that point. I didn't have, there was a point where I was just looking up at it, and that doesn't make sense what that plane did. I don't know how someone can explain that to me if you think that they're real, because right. That was going along this. It was in the mist. It was going along. It as I said, the more you zoom in and all, the more you look at them, they seem to be like white, and then they kind of look almost translucent. Right. And this one, it looked there was a line coming out of the back, and there was some mist, but I was tracking it. I watched that thing. I even told my wife. I said, "Look at that." Well, she didn't see that bit, but it was really stunning to me, because it stopped, and there was this big gap. There was a line, and then I don't think I explained this to you before properly. There was it stopped spraying, and there was and then the plane disappeared, and there was a little bit of mist there, but it was gone. Mm-hmm. Then, I don't know, maybe 10 seconds or something later, the plane continued along with the line. Like, I don't know how to explain that. It's like...
No, I know exactly what you mean. I've seen it too.
It's like it went back. It went back. How did it do that? How did a plane go zooming across the sky spraying? Yeah.
Right.
Zooming across the sky spraying, stop, uh-huh. Continue, and then come back. It rewound back. And I've seen this before. I've seen them disappear. I've taken photos, and then I've zoomed in on the computer, and you could see through this thing, and it was misshaped. I mean, if I take a photo of the planes coming from Sydney Airport, that's a plane, or pretty much. I mean, but these things looked out of shape. The wings didn't match. They were kind of going all over the place, and I've filmed this as well, and I've taken photos. And what I'm just saying to people out there who are seeing this, I'm just saying, take a closer look at those things, just to let people know, because I've done that a few times, and some of them seem to be going way too fast. Someone actually asked me on Telegram, is that sped up? And I said, no, I was just filming it. It's going too fast, and then they're going too slow. Then they're moving here and there, and they seem see-through, and then they just completely disappear and vanish, and then you'll see them over another area continue there. And then they see them on another spot. They're really strange things. So that makes me think that there's a bit of hocus pocus going on here.
Yeah.
But what Sharon and I were talking about on previous podcasts was that it's some kind of screen or some kind of film or something they have up there that they can project onto. And we think we're seeing something, just like the 9/11 planes, that type of thing going on. You think you're seeing something, but if you, on closer inspection, it's kind of not what it you originally may have thought it was. That's all I'm saying. Don't be,
because
when you're
scared
of it, Sharon, as well, you're kind of looking up, you're thinking, that's spraying me, look at that, and you take it so serious, and that's like the media. It appears to be real because you think it is, but when you start to kind of like, hang on, what's this thing, and you start to critically look at it, as we say with everything, it all crumbles.
Part of the reason they're disappearing on you too is they hate exposure. The parasites are hiding behind it, you know, and that's interesting that they hide behind a hologram. They hate exposure. So when you're looking at them and you're analyzing it and you see it disappear like that, it's their fear of you, their fear of your energy, of your exposing them. They don't want to be exposed. But yeah, all that stuff you've described, we have it here too. My book has a lot of great examples of weird, weird planes and stuff that just it basically proves when you look at these pictures that these are not planes as we know them. So I think it's a great idea that people look at them and photograph them and analyze them. I think it's a great idea to also try using your own mind to just look at them without fear. Know that there's really nothing there, you know? There's nothing to it. It's just an illusion. And watch them disappear because, you know, they will react to your energy. And as long as we fear them, we just enable this to continue. And it's good to get out of that whole three-dimensional, they're spraying us mindset and understand that simply with our own energy, we can expel them.
I know you and I were laughing on maybe the first podcast about John Carpenter's movie, They Live. Mm-hmm. It's just that movie that always makes me laugh, and it pops up those when he's got the glasses on. It's, you know, when he's out in the street, you know, and he's putting the glasses on, and the one of the ladies is like got this horrible face under there. She talks into her watch. We've got one that can see, you know.
Yeah,
it's exposing them, you know. It's kind of, yeah, you look at it like that, it's you're just walking around this world and you just think everything's normal, everything's okay. You put those glasses on and it's a complete make-believe. It's like the truth is under there. It's in plain sight, but we don't notice it, you know. That's what I got from those kinds of films like that we're just not noticing this. And when you on the ground individually, you kind of look up and you expose it with your own inner thoughts and your own consciousness, you'll see this kind of as we talk about Sharon, this kind of malfunctioning take place, which mm-hmm. is happening all around now. I'm still seeing it, and this is a consciousness thing. As we always say, it's not just a physical battle that we're in. But as more of us wake up to this and we move forward together consciously, this is having a much bigger effect, I think, because I think that's where these entities are getting us. They're tricking us, you know, and they're tricking us through these screens and these devices and TV sets and the news and the media and all of this stuff. And it's all a play. It's all a staged play. And I think that movie was funny, just putting on those glasses and just seeing them for what they really are.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie. And actually, it's about Orgonite gifting in a way. So I don't want to give a spoiler alert, but just one thing is it is about tower busting. That's all I'm going to say. For anyone who hasn't seen it, I don't want to say what the ending is, but just know that what we're doing with Orgonite is the same thing. And I make the analogy in my book that having the Orgonite, it's like putting on the glasses. It clears away the chemtrails from your mind. It's our minds that we need to clear. We're never going to clear the sky till we clear our minds. So we have to get out of that false matrix, you know, and start to see it for what it really is.
Yeah, that's right. That is in that film.
Yep.
It is, yeah. That's right. It's probably something you wouldn't have previously noticed if you've seen the film. So go back and have a look at what Sharon's mentioning there, because it's funny how we're being shown this. It's really crazy. Yeah, the wool over your eyes, eh? Mm-hmm. This whole illusion pulled over our eyes to blind us from what the truth is and what's really there. And if you just see it, you expose it.
Right, and
it
just
shows you how powerful we are.
Yeah, we're expelling them, and we're expelling them with the life force energy. And
yeah,
so now that,
yeah,
you know, when you know that those planes up there aren't planes, the ones from the airport, you can see what a plane is. You can see what a human plane looks like. They make a sound. The ones that are not human planes, they're like a screen up there, like a hologram.
Yeah,
they
don't make a sound. Silent.
And it's just a big show. And what it is actually that's how they get around, the parasites. That's their mode of transportation. And we are expelling them, and they're very scared. These conditions on Earth, the climate change that they fear, it's the climate they can't live in. They've been among us, like in the movie They Live. They are here among us. We just can't tell. I can tell. I've started to be able to differentiate a parasite from a human. It's a kind of an amazing thing when you start to be able to do that. But they're out there, and we're actually making this world so inhospitable to them that's why you'll see these mass exodus days where there's just hundreds of these planes flying. And then comes the rainstorm. People think they're trying to spray away the rain. That's not what it is. They're trying to get away from the rain. And then you won't see another one for days. So yeah, we're scaring them. We're expelling them. We have the power, and our power is stronger than theirs. The life force energy is stronger than deadly radiation. And even Darth Vader knew that. When he became Darth Vader, he was seduced by the dark side of the force. That's the DOR. But ultimately, he knew, and he would tell the Emperor that, you know, the force is stronger than this. The force is always going to win out. And he knew that. So why he was seduced to the dark side? Well, some people just are. I don't know. I don't know why. It was just greed and just wanting what's easy in the moment. But he knew all along that the OR beats the DOR. So that's what we got to remember, is that as daunting as it seems, it really isn't. Just one piece of organite knocks out, you know, a cluster of cell phone towers, and that therefore knocks out those guys in the sky because they don't have the energy they need. So it's pretty easy for us to clean up our world.
Yeah, I know. And true. And a lot of folks have been trying to track those little silent objects up there scooting along the sky, and they think they're going to military bases, like army bases, so, you know, which we do have plotted around the place. They think they're landing there, filling up with the chemicals, and then taking off again and spraying the coast or whatever, and then going back to the army base. And that's never been proven. No one knows where those things are going. They're disappearing. I'm telling you, they're not taking off and landing anywhere, folks. I've asked a million people. I've checked into it. I've looked. I've tried to go online. There's no trail of where those things are coming from or what's going on here. And as Sharon was saying, they're completely silent. They don't look or move like normal planes. You can clearly see the difference. They're just very. I've seen them around normal planes. They're very weird. Now, as I said, if you take photos and you zoom in, they're misshaped and they don't appear. It appears very shonky to me. It's just, I think they're just relying on your belief system.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. And thank you for mentioning that they go nowhere, because that's true. I mean, I've seen them just disappear. They disappear into a wormhole. This is interdimensional. It's not earthly travel. It's just a big show put on for our benefit. I have so many examples in my book that of pictures of this. So you could check that out, the paperback or the ebook, and get a look at some of those planes, because it's very weird stuff, and including like a third trail that doesn't come out of the engine, that's coming from behind it. So obviously it's masking something. So yeah, they are just disappearing. I'm glad you mentioned that. It is not normal air travel, and they are interdimensional. So it's just time to get rid of them. And I think we've been doing a very, very good job. A lot of people are jumping on board, and there's a lot of new organite gifters all the time. And I'm seeing the changes worldwide, and it's scaring the parasites worldwide. So we want to continue the rain. We have to accept the flooding for now until things kind of, you know, become normal again, and just keep on healing our world and healing ourselves, and get away from negative media, both mainstream and alternative. It doesn't serve us at all. All it does is keep us in this false narrative, you know, everything's third dimensional, everything's physical, there's nothing we can do. When we know that there's higher dimensions that we can operate in, then we have all these solutions and we have a way out. But, you know, as long as you stay in that fear matrix, there is no way out. So yeah, definitely turn off the TV and get away from your computer and go outside.
Yeah, that is a classic screenshot from the movie They Live that you always see online with the media people on the TV, and it says obey. Of course, got the ugly face, you know, with the news anchors reading the media, and they look like with the skull faces, you know.
Parasites. Yeah, they're the parasites.
Yeah, these media people. And people have been noticing this, and they are. And I was just saying this yesterday and on other podcasts. I think we're starting to see a lot of these big companies start to fail and fall down. A lot of it's falling to pieces. And this media in Australia, I know personally, and I looked at new info on this, they are failing all over the board. And the networks are just pumping more money into the stations to make it all appear like they're not, because that's the illusion they've got to continue to dish out to the people, but they're failing. People are losing interest every minute of the day, and these people are irrelevant. But people do notice that they just seem so cold and sterile, and that's because they are. And they don't care about you, and they have no emotions in this mainstream media. They're just products of the network system. That's all they are. They're like puppets, and they do what they act out exactly how they're told to.
Yeah, and according to They Live, those are actually them, the parasites, yeah, like Bill Gates. You know, not really human.
That's right. Or there could be a way that they're being put under mind control by these creatures as well, by these entities. There could be some form of mind control going on there as well, you know, where they're just, they're basically brainwashed, you know. They really just seem very, very strange and cold and without empathy. And I think that I see this, the more people, the more time people spend on mobile phones and hold them and have them on them all the time, they seem to be losing their empathy as well and becoming like these people. So it's, as you said, yeah, you've got to put that away and wake up to the real world. And it's just incredible how your emotions and consciousness and the way that you feel and think when you display that out, how that can affect everything around you and the sky and the weather and everything we're talking about today, and plus using the organite gifting and reading and gathering more knowledge and growing your communities. We always say that it's time to grow to connect with your tribe, you know. If people aren't listening and they're not willing to listen, you can't just keep going back and picking them up, you know, and worrying about what they think of you and everything. I think it's just time that we keep moving forward, and people will come on board as they see that this actually works, and this positive kind of shift and change. And there are negative things, there are dark things that we will continue to break down, but we have to see this and learn from it and break it down as well. So we're looking at everything here on this particular podcast and how we can be better and as we move forward. I don't know how you explain it, Sharon. Do you get that? I don't know if you get the feeling where you are. I get that feeling sometimes that things are speeding up. I wish that my main problem with me is I need to learn to live in the moment, in the day, in the hour, in the minute more, you know, to enjoy the time with your family, joy time with my child, to enjoy each day without worrying about the past or the future so much, to learn to live in that moment, to not worry about numbers and age and all this stuff that the media pump up. They make you feel guilty because you're getting old or all of this sort of stuff. I want to learn to live more in this moment, because that's what really matters. And every moment that you waste feeding this parasitic system is not something I want to do anymore. I do want to learn about it so I can grow myself, because I'm doing things wrong as well, and I make mistakes. Of course I do, and I learn from them, you know. But that's one of those things. Sometimes I feel like the day is just going too quick for me to fit everything in.
Yeah, it is that way. I think that they're sucking our time, because our time is our life, and we are third dimensional beings, and we live in the third dimension. We are completely subject to time, but time is life, and every moment does count. And yeah, that's what the system is set up to do, is to suck your time, therefore your life. So yes, fully agree with that. We need to live in the moment a lot more and not worry so much. We're always thinking outside of our own lives and how can we feel better? What can we do to make our lives better? But really, everything is right here, right now. Thinking about the future in the past isn't going to help at all. But yeah, definitely they want to suck your time. They want you to give your life to that system. So it's interesting you brought that up. I have been thinking that way lately, that they're always trying to get us to look outside of what we already have and to waste our time. And that's why I like my job now. I've sacrificed a lot of money and I don't make very much, but I have my time. So I like my job because I'm an organite gifter, and that's not really a way to make a living, but somehow people support it and I do. So I survive. But when I worked full time, I couldn't get that much done and that I wanted to do in organite gifting. It was just sort of a once in a while thing. And my life was just going by. It was passing me by. So yeah, I think if anybody can just sort of stop wasting time any way you can. I think the biggest time waste is not even our jobs, but the media. So get yourself away from that screen, because it's just there to brainwash you and suck your time and your energy.
Yeah, always looking at the screen and the notifications and all that kind of coming through, and so much
Turn that
time
thing
on,
off.
yeah, and looking at your watch, and you never have enough time, and you're running out and everything. And I know people get that feeling that that this the that we're being distracted all the time. As you said, there's something here that's always trying to get us to look outside of ourselves and look anywhere but within, and who we really are here is always distracting. And you can, once you start to notice it, you can clearly see it. Any distraction that I can possibly get, it's really amazing. And a lot of sports and a lot of entertainment. And when positive things start to happen, or a lot of people start to feel a certain way, you'll notice they'll have an event, or they'll trigger something, or there'll be something happen to distract you again. It's really amazing. And all these people you were mentioning there before, these weird people in the big alternative media. I was noticing the big Alex Jones trial lately. And someone was breaking this down. It's almost like they all got some kind of earpieces in or something. They're all interconnected. It's a real play out there. It's such a strange thing going on. That is such a big distraction, that all that Sandy Hook stuff and everything that's going on, and everyone in the truth of movement's getting sucked because this guy's getting fined $1 trillion. I mean, it's so outrageously ridiculous. And you see these people on their shows, it's like they got earpieces in or some kind of technology that they're using, where they're all interconnecting with each other, and it's all about trickery. It's all big con game. To me, the whole thing is really, really strange. And boy, it's so distra it can be so distracting out there. And living in the moment and using your time wisely is an important thing, and not wasting your time and giving it to these parasitic system, because they just eat it like
Your
food.
time is your life. Your
It is, isn't it?
time, that's all there is. So
You don't realize when you're younger, but as you get older, you sort of realize it's so important every second, it is a gift. It is a gift, and every second that you use in the proper manner, in the proper way, you feel so much better too, that you haven't just wasted it on your phone or watching the TV and stuff like that. It's a
No, and that has
beautiful,
its
beautiful
place. You know,
thing.
you could do that at night after dinner, just relax, watch something if you want to, but people are constantly distracted. So yeah, I definitely think there's so much more to be done in this world. And the biggest thing we can do is just remove that distraction and give it its time and place. If you want to watch sports, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. My husband's a big sports fan, but that has its time, and not in the middle of your day. Let's be productive and keep on doing things that improve our lives and improve our world.
Yeah, I say that too. I think it's just awareness is the key, and you can enjoy some movies and entertainment, and you can enjoy some sports, and you can enjoy technology, but you've got to be in charge of it. You've got to be in control of it, not let it be in control of you. And you've just it's all about awareness and enjoyment. And if you're enjoying something, it makes it so much better, other than just getting upset about it. But that's a good way to look at it too. Yeah, absolutely. That's how I've been thinking. And there's all sorts of things that we enjoy. But interesting podcast as always with you today.
Well, thank you
It's
so much for
been
having me
very
on.
interesting, eh? Always lots to discuss.
I know, we could go on for hours.
Months.
Really, I know it never ends. I do want to recommend, if people want to come check out my website, the articles section has some things we were talking about today. So I elaborate on some of the things we talked about. If you want to know more about that parasitic human connection and how to sever that bond, we don't want to be connected with them anymore. And I've got an article about that. And in fact, there's an article with a picture from They Live of one of those newscasters you're talking about that says
Yeah, that's
obey.
right.
So check that out on the article section of my website. It really elaborates a lot on what we talked about. I also get into the time issue. I talk about the fourth dimension. So there's so much more to get into with that. Anyway, see what you think. And
That's
shoot
right.
me an email. Anyone can shoot me an email anytime. My email address is on the website if you have any questions or want me to point you in the right direction.
Yeah, that's right. I put up all the links and everything, and I would definitely say get for folks to get on your website there, because there's so much info in there. I was looking the other day actually at your website. It doesn't appear that there's that much information in there, and then once you start going, it just keeps opening up all these links and information that you've stockpiled in there over the years, you know. And so, you know, there's plenty in there that people will need to dig out and find. And
I can also point you in the right direction, but I tried to make it organized, but there's a lot there. And yeah, a lot of things within things. So I also wanted to let everybody know about, we have these new Tower Busters, and we've got a new and improved resin. We were actually changing resins because the cost kept going up and up and up, and we didn't want to raise the price of our Tower Busters. And in looking for a new resin, we found a better one and have been able to keep our prices down. So I have got a coupon code for 10% off of these nice new Tower Busters. All Tactical Organite is 10% off with the coupon code Busting Since 2014. So you can enter that when you shop for Organite with us.
That's right. Does it cost you much to send the Organite overseas just because of the weight?
Australia is quite expensive in shipping. I like to think that our low prices of Organite kind of make up for it. So yeah, you just have to plug it in your cart and see. But yeah, the costs are pretty high. I think maybe around $30-something to send five Organites. But then they only cost, you know, $9 each when you buy five. So yeah, you just have to look at the math and see if that works for you. And if not, I don't know of a local one in Australia, but as long as you can follow my instructions on how to make them yourself, or look at the video to make sure they're made correctly. So when you buy them from someone else, you'll know if they're made right. But yeah, we try to offer the lowest prices we can and bulk discounts. So if you check them out on our site, they're as low as $7.50 a piece when you buy 20. And then there's a 10% coupon. So that might make up for some of the shipping right there. That definitely use the coupon code, because we love to offer them at a good price, especially help you get to gifting.
Yeah, that's right. And so if for our listeners out there, can get those as soon as you can. And I would say if there's any gifters or Organite producers or makers in Australia who hear these podcasts, send us an email through the Crasfiles website. Reach out and say hi and let us know what you're doing. And if you want us to share your info as well, because so folks in Australia can get that. But as you said, Sharon, it does cost to send stuff to Australia. We're used to that here anyway. People are used to it. We're pretty remote out here on our island, and it does cost. But with what you said there, it might even out a bit. And these things are powerful and very powerful. You know, just to get a set of those and even just put a couple around your property in your house, that is a great thing, and well worth doing. So, very interesting. And I'll put that info up in the podcast description. There, we're going to continue on the next one. Sharon, will you be able to do the next podcast in December, or you'll be away? Obviously, December, a lot of holidays and Christmas coming up and stuff like that. We're fairly stable. I don't do too much at Christmas. We wait till later, because it's just too chaos for me. And you everything's triple the price. And it's just chaos on the roads. So we prefer to sort of do quiet things around and then wait till later to maybe have a trip. But if you're around in December, we'll organize another chat.
I would love to.
And we might continue talking about this subject. I'm very interested in being bogged down spiritually, you know, and our consciousness and everything, how we're being sort of kept down in the mud, you know, always treading water, and how we can make this change. And this might be a nice thing as well. Sharon, you didn't mention it, but on your website, it's not just the Tower Busters and stuff, but you actually make beautiful pendants and little pyramids and things for people to put around their home and wear, if people just want to get those.
We have beautiful stuff too.
They're really
nice. I'm artistic about it.
Yeah, I like the colors and the way you do it, those kind of amber colors and how you make them very natural. They're not encased. They're just like, they look really nice with the resin. And that's a nice, what a beautiful Christmas gift if you're looking for one, folks. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, they're really, we do have a lot of decorative, beautiful stuff too. The Tower Busters are the bare bones version of Orgonite. That's the cheap one that, you know, but I do make very beautiful stuff too. And we do offer everything at as low as a price that we can. Including the small pyramids, we actually lowered the price. I was very happy to be able to do that. Our resin was skyrocketing in cost, and we had to raise costs. And I just looked and looked and found a lower-priced resin that's just as beautiful, if not more beautiful. And we were able to roll back the price on those. So the small pyramids are very fancy-looking, and they're $65. And we have much cheaper stuff, too. We have these little ziggurat pyramids that make beautiful stocking stuffers. And we will actually have another sale coming up in December for Christmas. So, you know, if you want to sign up for the email list, we'll have a Black Friday sale and we'll have Christmas sales and stuff. But you can get for $20 to $25, you can get gorgeous little pyramids as gifts. So you just get in touch with me and I'll put you on the list so you can get some coupon codes too and make your shopping easier.
That's right. And just before we go, Sharon, I forgot to ask you in the podcast, I sent you, I just wanted your quick opinion on the on that email I sent you where a lady was talking, a comment about one of our podcasts or somewhere that I found where she was saying her husband went through the airport with wearing the Orgonite because he didn't believe that it did anything.
And then it's their computers, their X-ray
something
machine or whatever was picked it up, right?
Yeah, there was something with him wearing that, and now he's like, he believes it.
What a great testimonial!
I love that. But it was something that blew my mind.
Yeah, it was an amazing comment. Yeah, I'm very happy to hear that, and that was one of our Orgonites, I think, that they were talking about.
Yeah, they went through the airport system and X-ray system wearing the Orgonite.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, I got stopped before too. Now I'm wondering if that was the reason. The TSA people really liked the Orgonite, but they still, you know, manhandled me. But they liked my pendant. But that was a fascinating story, and that's a great testimonial. There's also the ice test. There's a video you can look at on our website in the media section from Viceland. That's a cable station that we actually had a show on. It was a science show, and they had me and my husband Gabe speaking about Orgonite on the show, and they used one of our pyramids for an experiment, an ice crystal experiment, and it created this swirling vortex in the water as it froze. So there have been different tests that people have done. Although it's very hard to test Orgonite, there have been these amazing results. So I thought that was a great testimonial that pendant was putting out some kind of energy field.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So we just want to tell all the listeners that not just the Tower Busters to put around everywhere and gift them if you can, but also wear this as a pendant.
Yes, and I have
pendants
and earrings. If you want to protect your brain, I make these lovely little earrings. Shungite products too. A lot of people want shungite, and we have a lot of shungite products. So everything is made into Orgonite. And we also have some crystals. We're selling crystals just by themselves now. That's another super deal for people. You can get quartz points for $2 for large ones and $5 for extra large ones. And the site will have a description on there. They're rough points. They're not like fancy. You can't stand them up, but they're very powerful crystals. You can use them to make your own Orgonite or just carry them. So we try to offer everything at a low price because we just really want people to have this energy in their lives.
Yeah, that's right. And just to carry them around in your pocket, just carry them everywhere you go, and have them around. And
yes.
If we all start doing this, that's a nice thing. And as I said on previous shows with you, people are kind of, I feel like they waste their money on all these jewelry stores and gold and everything when this is actually doing something, and it's just as pretty, you know, and you're actually having a huge effect when you carry this around with you.
It's
so you're
true.
Doing,
it makes a difference.
Yeah,
and may I add, they don't look like hippie stuff. I just want to add that because a lot of Orgonite looks like hippie stuff. I am not into hippie stuff. So
yeah,
I try to make mine stylish and artistic. That's more of my personality.
That's right. Yeah, that's why you're so really unique. Really unique indeed. They are, absolutely. Yeah, I like that. I like that concept too. Absolutely agree there. Good stuff. All right, stay there. I'll just stop the podcast now and fantastic chatting with you today, Sharon. And I'll put up all your details and everything, and we'll connect. I'll let you know through an email a date in December
Thank you.
Connect again.
Wonderful talking with you.